Good afternoon. Elaine Carl here, welcoming you to AIBF Business Talk. Today I catch up with David O'Brien, Director of Gerry O'Brien Coach Hire Limited, an accredited coach hire company based in Cork for the last 27 years. They work to provide quality transport and outstanding customer service to a wide customer base all over Ireland. So David, you're very, very welcome and thank you for joining us here today on AIBF Business Talk. David, tell us all about Gerry O'Brien Coaches and how it all began and when did it begin and how did you get to be involved?
Perfect. Thanks a million for having me on. First of all, Elaine, I suppose Gerry O'Brien Coacher was founded by my dad in 1994. I suppose kind of, I'd say firstly as kind of a second job for him because he was he had moved to Cork with my mother. They're from West Cork, the both of them, and my mother was a nurse, so she had got a job in Cork and he had moved up from West Cork as well. He started working with DHL. He was driving vans and driving trucks and things like that, and he kind of, I suppose, he had previous experience with Gallaghan's Coaches in Dunmanway, and he had been driving buses, and I suppose he had the license for that, and he had done the operator's license to be a bus operator also. So I suppose when he came to Cork, you know, my mother was working, he was working, they kept students as well in our home place in Bishopstown, and he bought one bus in 1994 as well, just to kind of do a bit of weekend work and things like that. So that was working away great. And then he got a school contract and I suppose he hired a driver from there. And slowly it kind of started picking up and, you know, he kind of had two or three buses all while he was still working in DHL, and he kind of had, he still had drivers on the side helping him out. And it worked away great. And then in 2006 then, he was working as a sales rep with DHL, and he said, right, I'm going to give this a go full-time, which I suppose he was almost probably doing full-time at that stage anyway, but he knew that he had to concentrate on one. So in 2006, he, I suppose, took the leap of faith and went for it. And at that stage then, I suppose he started, you know, getting more buses and, I suppose, more work, new customers and things like that. And in 2016 then, I joined the business. And I suppose since then, the two of us have been working side by side with it. And we're still, I suppose, after the same goal, we're trying to keep things going and see what the future holds.
Very good. So your second generation family-based business, you know, so I can imagine there's a certain dynamic there. Well, what was your own background, David, before you joined the family business?
Yeah, so like I didn't go straight into it, Elaine. I was like, I did my Leaving Cert in 2012 and I went to college in UCC for a year, and I suppose I had great intentions of being a teacher. Like I was doing English and Irish through arts in UCC, and you know, after a while, it was actually funny, myself and my dad were going collecting a bus in West Cork to bring it back up, and we were in the car on the way down, and I said to him, I just don't think this is for me. And to be fair, like they wouldn't, well, not just my dad, my parents would never kind of want me doing something that I didn't want to be doing. So I'd left that and I'd been working part-time in the local centre here in Bishopstown, where we're from. And that was, you know, like it was just part-time kind of evening shifts and things like that while you were in college, a bit of pocket money. And when I left college, I started getting more hours in there, and the operations manager in there at the time, Dennis Murray was his name, he came to me, he said, look, would you have any interest in going for a trainee manager interview in our for my store? So the Herlihy Group, like they own the centre in Bishopstown, but they own 10 stores all over Cork, and they had a position coming up in Fermoy, so I went for that. He asked me would I go for it, and I actually didn't get it. I think he kind of maybe lit the flame there to kind of say, look, there's an opportunity for you to kind of do something here if you like. So then a couple of months later, another training manager position came up in one of their stores in Mill Street in North Cork. So I went down there for 10 months, and I came back up into the city centre stores, and I kind of worked away at that for maybe 3 or 4 years, and no, I enjoyed it and everything, and you learned a lot. But I suppose in the back of my mind, I kind of always knew that, you know, or my father's business here was kind of getting busy, and you know, he had built it up to a good level, and I thought, you know, there's an opportunity here for me that I could kind of get into and work with him, and then at some stage, I suppose, take it over. So in 2016, then I think it was June 2016. I left the Herlihy group, and I had got my bus license at that stage. So straight away, I got the bus license and went straight into it. And now we're, I suppose, what, 5 years down the line, and that's where I'm at now.
Very good. And what's your fleet size now, David?
So in January, now we'll have 13 buses. So we've one order for January, so 13 is where we'll be at.
So there's great expansion there since your beginnings, your humble beginnings back in 1994, and then with the transition to yourself coming on board in 2016. You know, David, what has contributed, do you feel, to the success of Gerry O'Brien Co-Chair?
I suppose, I've only been at this 5 years, but, I suppose, in a way, I've kind of been in and around it all my life. And, you know, just from even now and looking back and things like that, there's customers that my father has had since, say, 1994, 1995, and things that we still have today. And, you know, I think the value of repeat customers and, you know, customer service in general is kind of the reason that we're still going strong today. And why we still, I suppose, have a bright future, hopefully, is because of just keeping customers that we have, looking for new customers, and, you know, keeping a strong reputation. I think that's a key success for us anyway, for definite.
What's a regular day or a normal day for yourself there, David?
What
type of customers or clients or who do you be varying around the place?
I suppose that's a tough question in the bus industry, you know, I suppose in comparison to other industries, because it's just so different. Like, you know, I suppose it's very seasonal as well, this industry. But, you know, I suppose I'd even take, just if you said the month of September, you in one day you could be doing 8 or 9 school runs morning and evening. In the meantime, you could be taking a secondary school to a football match. You could also have 2 or 3 buses up the country on tour with Americans. You could have another bus down in Cove at a cruise liner. So there's such a huge variety of work in it. So to kind of narrow it down to one typical day would be fairly tough. But that's just a bit of an insight into what a busy day can be, you know.
So one thing I'm definitely hearing is the variety is the spice of life when it comes to Gerry O'Brien Co-Chair. There's great variety.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I think it's something that people would have learned a lot from, especially with COVID, Elaine, that, you know, not having all your eggs in one basket and having a bit of variety, because, you know, if you were, say, over-reliant on tourism completely, you know, throughout COVID, obviously, you know, you would have been completely depleted. And that has been the case for some operators. And hopefully things are starting to come back. But, you know, if you can be... you know, doing a bit of school work, a bit of service work, a few tours, private hire and things like that. You know, you have a few different subsets of work there. And, you know, if one isn't going well, maybe the other one might be picking up a bit. And I just think that's very, very important as well, especially in our industry, you know.
Certainly. And I think you hit the nail on the head there when you said not having all your eggs in the one basket, and that's definitely rung true for you. What would you consider, David, as being one of your biggest challenges in growing the business?
There's loads of challenges, I suppose, Elaine, but I would say, you know, in the bus industry especially, right, I think from the outside looking in, people who aren't directly involved wouldn't know the price of what people are paying for buses. Just to give a little insight, you could be, you know, a 16-seater, say, Mercedes Sprinter, brand new, could be anywhere between 85 and 100,000 euro. You know, anything from 30, 33 seats, that kind of weighs around 150. And then when you're going to large coaches, it's anywhere between 250, 300,000, which is, you know, the price of a house in some areas. So I suppose the challenges are is to get a return on your investment, because, you know, you're taking out a loan and you're investing heavy in to have, you know, a high standard and, you know, really good buses for your customers. But I suppose the challenge is on the other side is to get the work to, you know, provide the service and get the return on that to be able to, number one, I suppose, pay it back. Number two, to be able to maintain your fleet. And number three, to make a bit of a profit so that you can reinvest further. So I think that's a major challenge, not just for us, but for all bus operators, is, you know, taking, I suppose, a big risk. You know, there's a lot of money to be invested to get a return. And I think that's a challenge, not only for us, but for all bus operators. You know?
Very good. So, David, you appear to, you know, you're smiling very much so as we're speaking. So that you obviously love what you do very much so. And I can hear that coming through in you. But nothing goes, I suppose, without some hard knocks, you know, and mistakes. And I prefer to class them as learnings. But for you, what do you think has been maybe one of the biggest mistakes that you've encountered yourself personally since you've joined the business in 2016?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably a cliche, but everyone makes mistakes, and I suppose no one more so than me, you know, like every day. But some of the mistakes that we would have made and that I would have made is that I think sometimes personally anyway, that I'd kind of be focusing more on kind of looking at other businesses and saying kind of, you know, what way are they working? Are they do this, so we should be doing that. And, you know, that's the way they do it, so that's the way we should be doing it. You know, I think that's kind of a mistake that I've made, because I've realized just kind of in my short experience of being involved and things like that, is that you really have to worry about your own house and, you know, coming up with your own ideas and looking after your own business, because you can get very easily distracted looking at other companies. And don't get me wrong, you can learn a lot from what others are doing, and it's very, I suppose, important to keep an eye on competition and see what they're doing. But for the most part, you have to be, I suppose, your own person and your own business, and kind of, I suppose, trying to be innovative yourself and come up with your own ideas, as opposed to focusing too heavily on others, because you can get very distracted that way. And I think that, you know, I've tried anyway, like I've realized it's kind of a mistake that we have been making, and it's something that I'm trying to concentrate on. So,
well, very good. Well, half the battle is even acknowledging it. What would you consider then, I suppose, on the reverse of that, as being some of your core strengths that you're bringing to the family business?
I probably would be kind of, I suppose, personable, and, you know, I would be kind of a good networker and things like that. And, you know, I like, you know, meeting new people and kind of building relationships and things like that. And I think that's very important for our business here, you know, that, you know, you're meeting new people, you're finding opportunities and things like that. And I think my father would say himself that that's something that he wouldn't consider a strong point for himself, you know. But I think networking, you know, personality and things like that are, I would say, a strength of mine anyway, and help a bit anyway.
You've kissed the Blarney Stone. Being a Cork, you know, man, you've kissed the Blarney Stone. Would that be right?
would you believe with all the tourism that we do and all the buses that go out to Blarney and things, I've actually never kissed the Blarney Stone myself. But I'd say some people would say not to bother with the gift of the gab. They say, probably say I talk too much anyway, then. So.
Not at all. David, what is it that you yourself, you know, do to continually improve yourself and to grow as an entrepreneur? Are there any particular books you read, or activities you engage in, or podcasts you listen to?
Yeah, well, I was kind of looking at some of the questions that you had sent me, just kind of to run through, and I was looking to see educational books and motivational podcasts, but I don't think that I actually kind of narrow it down to that. I'd be kind of more listening to comedy podcasts or sports podcasts and things like that. I don't know, I think even since we joined, like, say, the All-Ireland Business Foundation and got our accreditation and things like that, I think peer learning and kind of, you know, the breakout workshops and stuff like that is a really good way to learn. I don't know about the word entrepreneur now, because I didn't set this up. I suppose you could call my father the entrepreneur, but I suppose just continuing it on, and how I suppose I can learn a bit more would definitely be just kind of listening to others. And even if they're not in the same industry, you know, everyone is still in business and everyone's still trying to learn and trying to grow. So I suppose being open to taking advice as well. You know, I think some people in certain circumstances can kind of be slow to listen to others and take advice and things like that. So it's something that I know is very important. And I think that listening to others and just learning, I suppose you had mentioned mistakes as well, you know, learning from your mistakes, trying not to make them again, and just keep driving forward that kind of way, you know.
Very good. And I think, you know, it's very interesting, because so many Irish-based businesses have a family-based, you know, dynamic involved. And I think, you know, you were lucky in that you were out of the family business and got experience, you know, in the business world before coming back in to join it. How does that dynamic work with, you know, say, a father-son relationship? And where does the business line or business day start and stop and the family time kick in? How does that work?
Yeah, it's funny, but like you had mentioned there, I think just at the start of your question there, you had mentioned kind of going out and working somewhere else before I had come in to work with my dad. And I think that was extremely important. And I'm kind of realizing that now, because, you know, if I had left school and, you know, came straight in here, you know, like it might have worked out, but at the same time, it's great to go into another business. And like the Hurley Group that I work for, an extremely successful business, you know, like they would have won multi awards like Deloitte Best Managed Companies and things like that. And, you know, they're constantly growing. They have very good structure and things like that. So, you know, even having been involved in that and watching the way they structured things and how they managed things or how they wanted us to manage things, that was a real learning curve for me. So to have gone out, I suppose, and learned that at such a young age, I was kind of 20, 21, that kind of way. And then coming in here, I suppose it gave me new ideas and things like that to bring forward with me. But I suppose from working with my dad and the family relationship and stuff like that, like there's my mother and my two sisters as well. Like they help out in whatever way they can. Now they're not directly involved with the business the same way myself and my father would be, but I suppose, you know, they're there if we need them, and that's very important for us as well. But like, no, I'm not living at home now with my parents at the moment, but like I suppose there was a stage where myself and my father would both be in the yard at 6:30, 7 for school runs, and then we'd still be at home on the couch at 10 o'clock at night. So like you're almost spending, you know, 12 to 15 hours in their company, but we get on great. And we get on great 99.9% of the time, but I suppose it wouldn't be normal if we didn't have the odd argument here or there. But no, for the most part, we get on great. And I think that's a very important factor for the reason that for the most part that Gerry O'Brien Coacher is doing quite well, and there's a future there and things like that, and that's down to our relationship as well, you know.
So David, you mentioned there about your accreditation. What does being an accredited business All-Star mean for Gerry O'Brien Coacher Limited, and maybe the advantages that you've seen that it has brought to yourselves?
Yeah, no, it's been absolutely excellent, Elaine, and I think that I actually had seen in passing on LinkedIn just a couple of businesses that had won it, and it made me kind of question. I was saying, what's this? And I kind of read up about it, and you know, next week we're in business 27 years, and I think that overall, like there's been a lot of work done in 27 years, and I didn't think, you know, that had there been recognition for it, especially for the amount of work that my dad had done as well. So I applied for it, and I just learned a bit about it, and obviously went through the interview process, and you know, when we got awarded, it's been fantastic, because like the feedback, even when we posted that we had won it and things like that, you had customers and previous customers and just, you know, even just old friends from before, like that would be congratulating you. And, you know, it's great. It's absolutely great for recognition, and gives a huge platform to keep going as well, because like even something so small as on our, say, your email signature sign off, we have the business All-Star thing there, and even new customers be saying, God, I just see there that you're an accredited business, you know, well done, that's a great achievement and things like that. And I think it makes people kind of question, say, a business All-Star, what's this? And it looks great. I think it's recognition for the hard work that has been done. It sets a standard as well, Elaine, I think, you know, that we have this now and we need to maintain it, and, you know, even try and get one again the following year and, you know, keep maintaining it. And not only the accreditation I had mentioned previously as well, just peer learning, like there's some fantastic businesses that have this accreditation as well, and to be, I suppose, associated with them and to have this, I suppose, a quality mark or, you know, a standard mark is excellent, and it's really helped us, and we're absolutely delighted with it.
Great, delighted to have you on board, and delighted to hear of the, you know, the positivity that has brought as a whole to yourselves personally, to your team, to your customers, but also to the business. What's next for Gerry O'Brien Coacher Limited, David?
Good question, Elaine. I suppose it was a tough one to see what the future held there a few months ago, because, you know, obviously very tough with COVID, and, you know, we didn't know when we were going to be opening up and things like that. But I suppose in the short term, I suppose, you know, we have the school runs that are coming back in September, and we've gained a couple of new contracts. We lost some contracts as well, but we've gained some. So it's not all doom and gloom. Like, there's a bit of positivity there. We also have a local in contract that we have gained for 4 years as well. So, you know, I suppose if you were to try and compare with us with a lot of bus companies across the industry, you know, we consider ourselves lucky that we have work for the next few years, whether it's just schools or contract work and things like that. But you know, we're in the middle of buying two new buses, and for the last week or so we've been hiring drivers. So I suppose, you know, that is the light at the end of the tunnel when we were in COVID times, you know, to say like, God, can you imagine, like I wouldn't have been saying to myself 6 months ago we'd be buying two buses and hiring drivers, you know. So that's positive. So that, I suppose that's in the short term, and long term, I suppose the goal is to just, I suppose, keep the show on the road, number one. Keep the, I think what's very important for us is a level of customer service and quality. Like, you know, that's, they're the real kind of platforms that we try and work off, and just to keep that going. And just, you know, as I said, we're 27 years in business now next week, and just keep going for another 27 years and keep the standard high and keep the customer service going and see where it takes us from there.
Well, I think with those type of ethos and ethics, I'd be hoping that you would be in the running for an all-star for the next couple of years as well. David, I'd just like to kind of maybe get underneath the bonnet a little bit and get to know the David O'Brien a little bit more. And I'm just going to throw a few kind of personal questions. And I think this is something that our listeners always love to hear. You know, who really is David O'Brien? So, David, a couple of quick fire questions. Don't think too long and hard now. What's your most cherished possession?
Jesus, this was a tough one now as well, but I had maybe my bed, I would say, no, at this stage, Elaine. It's my hardest goodbye, my favourite hello, like, you know, so
very good.
Without a doubt.
And we do have a fantastic business all-star, Briody Bedding, that are in the bedding manufacturing side of things, so I'd be very happy to do an introduction there in the spirit of things.
I could be a potential customer there, so Elaine.
That's it. If you could send some advice back in time to, I won't say your 18-year-old self, what wisdom would you share?
I don't know about wisdom, but I would just say that, you know, just realise how young you are, because, like, you know, when you go into college and things like that, I think there's a pressure saying, God, I need to get a degree and I need to get a job and I need to have my life sorted out very, very quickly. Like, you know, everything will kind of fit into place once I think you have the right attitude and, you know, a bit of guidance here and there, like things will fall into place. And I just think that when you're young and you're 18, you've even 20 or whatever, like you feel you might have the world on your shoulders and you expect that you're meant to have everything in place very quickly. Like that'll all come in time. So just a bit of patience, I would say, probably.
Very good. Tell us something that most people wouldn't necessarily know about you.
I was thinking about this. I was actually laughing. I'd say people don't know that I'm actually 27. Most people think I'm about 37. Maybe it's the beard or something like that. But yeah, I'm younger than what a lot of people would think. So I'd say that would be something there. Like.
You've youth on your side. What did you want to be when you were a child and talking about, oh, when I grow up, I'd love to be. What was that?
I suppose I'd have to say a bus driver, Elaine.
Very good. If you could have a party with anybody and drinks, and you could just invite four people, who would you bring along?
That was actually a very tough one, because it's a very, you know, you hear that question a lot, and you know, and you'd be thinking about people's answers. But I think the four that I would go for, Elaine, would be Joe Brawley, Donald Trump, Roy Keane, and Kevin Bridges, the comedian. So they would be the four.
Right, so you've got a bit of laughter, you've got a bit of banter, you've got a few to kind of to ruffle feathers and whatnot.
Yeah, I just sit back and let them fight amongst themselves and, you know, entertaining enough, I'd say.
Very good. Well, if there's a spare seat there, you might bring me along as well, David. If you could compare yourself to any animal, what would that be and why?
Jesus, I said no, Elaine, I couldn't for the life of me think of an animal that I could be. In comparison to, I don't know, some people might say ones that I might necessarily agree with, but I don't know.
But if you were to choose one, what would you choose?
I suppose my favourite animal would be a dog anyway. They're nice and they're happy and, you know, carefree for the most part. So probably a dog, so I'd say.
Good stuff, David. And come here, if you had a motto in life, or is there any motto that really resonates with you, what would it be?
I actually don't have one for this now, Elaine, I'm afraid, but... I don't know. Do you know what? I suppose like you hear a lot of stuff like that. I really couldn't tell you now off the top of my head a motto that I live by.
I just phrase. Did a motto or phrase?
There's a fella, you know, that anytime I'm on the phone to him, when he hangs up, he says, keep smiling anyway. So I suppose that's a good one to...
Keep smiling anyway. So you do know.
Anyway. Yeah.
Brilliant. So So David, if anybody wants to get in touch with you or to check out about Gerry O'Brien Coach Hire Limited, share your contact details there, your website address.
www.corkcoachhire.com is our website, and you'll learn a lot about us on that. I'm on LinkedIn as David O'Brien, and you'll find Gerry O'Brien Coach Hire on Facebook and Instagram as well. So any of those that you want to get in contact, or our email address is info@corkcoachhire.com. So they're the options there, and you can contact us anything.
Brilliant, David. Listen, it's been lovely catching up with you, simply because I really wanted to shine a spotlight as well on what it's like to be a member of, you know, of a family-based business coming in of the younger generation and how that works. So thank you so much for sharing so many nuggets with us here this afternoon. So,
no David bother, O'Brien, Lynn. Thanks a million for having me.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.